This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So good to me. Monday. Oh, wait, that's not how the song goes. This is What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can text 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Scott in and off today. Back tomorrow live from Antler. Home of the Fighting, I don't have a punchline for that. Where's Phil Parker when I need him?
The Fighting Outlaws. Oh, no, it's the Antler
Outlaws.
He
doesn't have one. Wow. It takes a lot for Phil Parker to not have a punchline for something. That's the first time I've known you since, like, 97. You've never been at a loss for a punchline on something.
Once in a while, that one's got me, though.
Home of the Fighting Antlers. Because they couldn't come up with it. It's What's in Your Mind.
The anyway, Fighting Borderliners.
The Fighting Borderliners.
Because they're on the borderline up there of Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they use Madonna for their fight song? That's pretty wimpy.
Yeah.
They're the borderline. I'm Todd Mitchell, and, well, never fear, because if the show's just me, it's not going to be a good show. That's why we brought in the band with the racing pigs. Daryl Lees is in. That's what you're known for. You don't know for anything else, just raising pigs.
I know. Isn't that something else?
You draw a bigger crowd with those than you draw with just about anything else, right?
Yeah, I tell you what.
Other than when you're filling in What's in Your Mind, of course.
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. You know, it's when I get a chance to sit in and guest host in place of Scott Hennon, that's a great opportunity. I get to be in studio with the Todd Mitchell.
He's not phoning it in today, folks.
Yeah, I'm not phoning it in today like the other day. I tell you.
Ah, that was good stuff.
Can't ever catch a break.
That was actually good stuff. And I was impressed with how many people knew what 4-H. And I'm city born and bred, so I don't know this stuff. I'll just readily admit it.
Yeah, the lines lit up right away. You said
exactly.
Boom, 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 as soon as we asked about, you know, made it a trivia question and what the 4-H's stand for. And the gal recited the 4-H pledge instead of just telling us what the 4-H's stood for. So that was kind of impressive.
You should see the package he brought today.
Yeah, she's going to get a heck of a nice package of meat. She's going to get
cram that into her freezer.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go buy a bigger freezer if you're going to keep filling in.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys need a bigger freezer. Yeah.
That's what we need.
Oh, I tell you. Hey, we've got open lines most of the day today. I think we only have one guest booked. They booked the gentleman, Josh Dreyer from Legalize ND. He'll be coming on a 10:30 segment to talk about their submission of petition signatures to the Secretary of State, which will happen later today. But it's What's On Your Mind. That's what we want to know. But I did give, you know, a little sneak peek into the topic that was probably going to be at the helm of discussion today. And that was the Senate Farm Bill and creating and more easements, more permanent easements, $1.8 billion. That's with a B, $1.8 billion.
Well, it's always good to make sure every once in a while people mess that up.
Oh, well, yeah.
I didn't mean million, I meant billion. I meant, you know, it's good to clarify that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a big dollar amount that for permanent easements regarding expiring CRP. So didn't make Gene's day very good on Friday when I announced that to him. When he called in about some of these permanent easements that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service does, now we're going to have a whole other permanent easement program and through the Farm Bill. So that's a little disheartening to folks out there that believe that private property should not be infringed with government telling you what you can or can't do. Also, we can talk about today is going to be the day that President Trump announces who his selection is for the Supreme Court.
Prime time tonight.
9 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock.
Remind you of any other president? I'm thinking Reagan. Remember?
When the people are able
to
take
it
in.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if Reagan were alive today, he'd be using Twitter, perhaps a little bit softer than Trump does.
He probably wouldn't be using it at 3 in the morning.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or would Nancy be using it?
Or would Nancy, yeah.
Forging his backing into his...
her astrology predictions,
you know,
or whatever.
But Reagan didn't have that. So what did he do? Going right to the American people, so he wasn't filtered by the press, by the now called mainstream media. I don't think that term quite existed yet in 1981. But
well, I think media was still pretty well respected back in 1981.
Certainly more so than now.
Right. Because there was still a little bit more of an unbiased both sides approach.
I think we knew what they were thinking, but they were willing to compartmentalize that and go, no, I got to report the news. But the second I get a free mic, I'm on, you know, it's all over.
Right.
And yeah.
And, so, and talk radio really hadn't evolved at that point, you know, and talk TV shows.
It's like
and
Rush says it best. I am equal time. Remember, there was the equal time doctrine where the you know, the other side of an issue is if there's only two sides to a given issue, sometimes there's more. But you had to provide the equal time. Well, Rush and What's in Your Mind, a few other, in bold, 15-point font, a few other shows balance out what exists in so much of the rest of media, which was why it was smart to go ahead and get rid of the equal time. Could you imagine if the equal time doctrine were still around today?
Oh, boy.
Or the fair time doctrine, or whatever the heck that was called. Could you imagine that?
It would be, interesting.
Half of MSNBC and CNN would have to have, you know, a whole conservative voice that they're not willing to, you know, of their own free will put on at their air.
No, it doesn't seem that it's...
Did you fathom that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be quite hard for those working in some of those segments, some of those stations that, those cable network stations to allow another viewpoint to even be uttered on their network. So it's you know, talk radio and then talk TV shows, you know, have kind of evolutionized because people are able to get their views directly expressed.
Exactly.
Where, you know, you had to, by luck of the draw, have a reporter before that come past you and ask your opinion just out of the blue, and then you had to have the luck of the draw that they actually printed it or publicized it through their media outlet of whether it was radio, TV,
or crumple it up and throw it away.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think it's been revolutionized quite well, I think, to allow voices of the general citizen out there, the hardworking Americans, to actually say what's on their mind, and that just happens to be the name of our show here today, What's On Your Mind.
Exactly.
So, don't hesitate to call in, but so I imagine that we're going to, you know, have some folks that will be calling in talking about different farm bill things, talking about that permanent easement issue that we brought up on Friday as a result of Gene calling in. It was a perfect setup, actually, to today, because that was going to be the topic that I threw out there today anyway. And so it's one of those things that you see happening, and when you have a bill that's 1,006 pages long, which is the Senate version of the Farm Bill,
mm-hmm,
things tend
which
to
we all know everybody's going to read in full before
every word.
Thinking of signing.
I mean, they're
right,
hanging on every word because it's quite stimulating discussion. And reading. No, it's long. It's legal reading. It's, you know, really, we depend on our elected leaders to tell us what's in these things. You know, and
wait a minute. Who was the one who coined the phrase, we have to pass it to see what's in it?
Okay, so we try and encourage our elected leaders to inform us what's in these things. And, you know, some do much better than others and come on the radio quite often and get out and have town halls and meet with the people quite often. Other ones are not quite as accessible to the public. And whether you agree with one or the other or not, I think having that discussion and that availability for the discussion is important. And I think you can earn respect or lose respect if you don't communicate with the general constituents out there across the countryside, whether it's, you know, someone that's a mom at home taking care of her kids or a dad at home taking care of her kids or a professional or a laborer or whatever else, you know, a college student or, you know, even some of those seniors in high school that are 18 or turning 18 before the fall vote here in November, having discussions with the constituents wherever you can, whenever you can, and can make time for is an important aspect, I think, of being an elected official. And that's, you know, because they work for us. Believe it or not, quite contrary to some of them think that the American people work for their existence. It's actually vice versa.
They work for us and not, like, the party hierarchy or something.
Well, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, Todd, that that should be the way it is, but sometimes
it doesn't seem like that's the way it is.
Sometimes we have, you know, some issues.
You get an answer to that big party, you know, up, you know. Well, muckety muck, whatever.
Right, right. And that's, you know, there's...
I hate that phrase, but, you know.
Muckety muck.
Maybe it fits those guys that well. Who knows?
Well, we'll be back in just a little bit. This is Daryl Leese, president of NDFB, sitting in for Scott Hennen. I am here in studio with Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? Coming back right after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Off Manny's Cowbell 8-track mixtape, which also has Blue Oyster Cult, Mountain, and well, there was something even before that one. Now I can't think of what it was. Rock songs that have cowbell in them. There's only so many good ones. That's one of them. You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, we have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by 2020. That's almost here, folks. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. It could be more than $8,000 higher in other institutions. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice. Because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time, full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Check it out at umary.edu/MSN today. 21 after 9, Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind, Daryl Lees.
Well, it's great to be back in studio, not just phoning it in, Todd.
I gotta let you do it once in a while, I guess, but you know. Real live radio, folks.
You never ate.
Not scripted in some studio.
And you know, it worked out well. We got to visit with a young man up there that won the market hog class at the fair up there, at their local fair. And so it's always good to get them young fellows and young ladies on and talk about their projects and that. It's kind of fun to see the differences in some of them. You know, they'll visit your ear off and can talk your ear off until you make them know that they're being on a live radio, or and they kind of get this freeze frame looking, but he did a good job up there. Jaden did, so that was good. And you know we got to hear a little bit of the live action in the background, and you know it's the real world, you know, and
yeah,
things that go on
real
out
live
there,
radio.
Real live radio. Yeah. It's you know, and I did listen, get a chance to listen a little bit to the replay on Friday evening, and yeah, there wasn't a lot of wind shear in there. I was afraid of the wind shear, you know, coming through the phone.
Yeah,
but
it was fine.
It was actually pretty good. So
I was thinking about putting some recorded pigs in the background there just for yes, enhancement. But then we'd wonder why the pigs sound like they're in the studio and you sound like you're on a phone. But
right. That would have been interesting. That would have been interesting for sure. So, yeah, no, it's good to be back in studio here. And you know, we opened with a few things. You know, we got one guest coming on at 10:30 today, 10:32, that segment. The Legalize ND group is going to be submitting their petitions today. Before that, we'll have open lines and what's on your mind and what's on the thoughts that are going through people's heads out there. I mean, like we said right before the break, President Trump is going to announce his pick for the Supreme Court this evening, prime time, go right to the people like Todd mentioned. We can talk about that.
Bill Cunningham made a really interesting point. Where would we be now had Trump not won as far as the Supreme Court goes?
Oh, I tell you what.
That makes a whole different next 40 years.
I think that was the biggest, probably the biggest, single biggest issue that people voted for President Trump for was realizing that first Supreme Court pick, but then with the age of a few of those Supreme Court justices, there was probably going to be another one.
Which shows you have to look bigger picture and not just say, well, because so many, and both sides of the aisle, but the Republicans had like 20-some-odd people at one point vying to become president. You do have to look bigger picture and not be a never-Trumper and say, I can't handle him, so I'm just not going to vote or whatever. Well, wait a minute. There is a bigger picture. And yeah,
right,
maybe he comes off a little brash. I guess I'm just so desensitized just because I watched too much Andrew Dice Clay in the 80s. So
right.
Donald Trump is basically Andrew Dice Clay, the business version of it. You know, people out in that neck of the woods are just that brash. It's just not that big a deal. He doesn't look that brash to those guys. In North Dakota, he does look too brash. I totally get that.
Well, and I don't even think that, you know, I think North Dakotans look at it as reality. That they're,
well, exactly.
You know, they don't.
How many times have we said, let's get a private sector guy who's not a Capital Beltway guy, who's got some real
right,
world success story? Isn't that exactly what he, and is not afraid to step on the toes of the political establishment? Isn't that kind of what we got?
I think that's what we got, and I think that's what people voted for.
And if that still wasn't going to be good enough for you, then think about things like the Supreme Court. Whoever was getting in there next, especially if they get reelected for a second term, which, as we all know, is always likely unless you go back on a read my lips, no new taxes, and then sign in new taxes or something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, so I think there's the point being is there was big things when it comes to the Supreme Court that were known to be in need in the last election.
Right.
We were needing a Supreme Court justice. Then there are those things that either the can got kicked down the road by several administrations for 20, 30 years and needed to be fixed, or things that other administrations refused to address and fix. President Trump made all those promises that he was going to dig into all those things, and that's what he's doing. And there's obviously there's a little bit of angst out there and anxiety, and especially in the community that I get to represent, the farming and agriculture community, there's a little anxiety out there, and it's not, you know, I don't want to diminish that. It's you know, when you're dealing with your commodity prices and your living and your livelihood, there's some angst and anxiety. But
people like to have a comfort zone, and I don't blame
a storm prediction creates that anxiety, you know, and so, wow, we just had a little bit of a power flash here.
You know, there's a whole section of east of Bismarck that a number of sections that had lost some power, and I think we just went off of our generator from having been on it. So,
oh, so that was just a switch from the generator to real power?
We'll live.
All right.
Deep breath.
I didn't know if we blanked out there on the airwaves or not, but
no. So no, we're coming back.
We've got some computers restarting after the flash
on
here.
On line one, Manny, who do we have?
I think we have Dell, don't
Dell.
We?
Dell. Is it the farmer in the?
No. Dell, are you with us? Good morning, Dell.
Hi, Dell.
Are you with us?
I am.
You're on the radio. What's on your mind today?
Okay. My first name is Dallas, just like Texas. That's why I was a little confused. Hey, just passing through town, listening. I'm on a cell phone and cruising down the highway. On this abortion debate, I take an interesting little change to that, in that I say I am pro-choice, pro-life. And what that does for me is it moves the choice for responsibility. If you say you're...
Hey, Dell, hang on to that thought. Can you hang on to past the break here? We got to take a break right now. We'll come back to Dell. He's on the road. This is What's on Your Mind. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. Come back right after the break.
1-800-228-0550. Give us a call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are as many as 8 boys have now been brought out of that flooded cave in Thailand where they'd been stuck for about 16 days. 4 boys were brought out yesterday, and reports are 4 more were brought out today by divers, which would mean 4 more and their soccer coach are still inside. Sky News correspondent Sally Lockwood says getting the boys from inside to outside is no quick event.
It takes the rescue divers 11 hours in a round trip to reach the boys and get back out again. And that requires three canisters of air. So air canisters have to be placed strategically along the route for them to refuel, if you like, on the way to collect the boys and get back out again.
President Trump set to announce his Supreme Court nominee choice in an address to the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott Hennon tomorrow coming up from Antler, the Free Steak Supper Membership Drive Annual Meeting, NDFB, Botno County. Annual Meeting in Botno-Renville County Membership Drive. I don't think they're actually driving you. Well, maybe if you call the right people.
Well, I guess if you need a ride, they'll probably give you a... give you a ride.
Prospective members, welcome. No obligation. Current Farm Bureau members encouraged to bring a non-member. Okay, it is a drive then. Special guest to be announced, too. Also sponsored by Northern Plains Equipment, Case IH, Gooseneck Implement, Green Ag Services, Mohall, Borgo Industries, Hefty Seed Company, and Border Ag and Energy. It's tomorrow at Antler Memorial Park, 5 till 8 p.m. Scott Hennon will have more on Ag. He'll be live from Antler tomorrow. Darrell Lees is live on What's Your Mind Today.
And I'll be in Antler tomorrow also. I'll be up there tomorrow
windshield
evening.
Time, huh?
Yeah, I'll get a little windshield time in these couple days here, and that's all right. They're putting on a good event. You know, 100 to 150 people is what they normally have been getting for the last couple of years for their event up there. And we got Kelly Armstrong, candidate for U.S. Congress, has committed to come there. We're waiting to hear back from the governor's office who's going to be representing there. I may find out during the show here today on that. We're also waiting to hear who's going to be representing the Ag Commissioner's office also, which we may be able to announce here during the show also. So there's some guests that'll be there and be able to meet with those folks and share what's on your mind there too tomorrow. So Scott Hennon being there all day tomorrow. He'll be there for this show, of course, 9 to 11, and then he'll be there for Energy Matters in the afternoon, which happens every Tuesday afternoon right here on K-Fire. So that's good to have Scott up there. He's been a good supporter. Been great to work with for those guys up there in Botno and Renville County. They really appreciate working with Scott and What's On Your Mind radio show and to get some publicity done and get folks gathered in up there. So if you're in the Botno-Renville County area, even if you're not a member of Farm Bureau, come on up, you know, prospect it, listen, ask questions, and we encourage you to become a member, especially if you're someone, you don't have to be a farmer necessarily, but just someone that loves freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance, because we have members that are non-farmers.
It really opened the door then, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's open to, we're wide open for $50 a year.
The only people you've excluded are downright socialists, I guess.
Exactly.
Which we don't have a whole lot of in North Dakota.
Surprisingly, they do exist. But so we'll come back to our caller that we had right before the break here, and I believe it was Dell that's on the road there talking about abortion. He's confusing us with his pro-choice, pro-life stance here. So fill us in. Continue where you left off there.
Okay. Thanks. What I am saying is to be pro-choice is an irresponsible choice. However, if you are pro-choice, pro-life, it is a responsible choice, and here's why. I believe that most women who get pregnant, I believe they know what causes that, and I believe that they have a choice whether to participate in that activity or not. And once they choose to participate in that activity, then they need to be pro-life if they become pregnant. And so that's why I would say I am pro-choice. Ladies should be able to choose whether to participate in that activity or not. And then if they become pregnant, they need to be considered as pro-life. Can't tell them, maybe I phrased that a little incorrectly, but pro-life would then be the proper or responsible choice. For instance, if I'm driving down the road and I'm speeding and the highway patrol pulls me over, I say, got a deal for you. Back there 3 miles ago was when I pushed my foot down and increased my speed 10 miles an hour. I would like to abort that move so that I don't have to suffer the consequences of that choice.
All right. Well, you cleared up the confusion because you had us confused here in studio of the so it's a choice to begin with, whether you engage in the activity which creates a pregnancy is where you're going, and then the responsibility therefrom. So, all right. Well, thanks for the phone call, Dale. You know, it's one of the issues that's been talked about in President Trump's Supreme Court justice selection, and you've got folks that are just up in air already protesting, and they don't even know who the nominee is. So,
you know, isn't it? That started like almost instantaneously. It's just a bunch of people who are just mad that Trump is even there. There's not going to be a single decision he'll make that they'll like.
Right.
There won't be ever.
We got another caller. Chris is on the road talking about the Supreme Court. Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just a comment on Dick Durbin's statement yesterday about red state Democrats foregoing their own political careers to vote against Trump's SCOTUS pick. I think it'll be a true test of Heidi's colors. Is she going to vote with the state of North Dakota or vote with her party? I'll hang up and list your response. Thank you.
Well, and that is the debate of the day. That's a lot of people. It's on a lot of people's minds, actually. Chris, is what she'll do. I mean, it's political suicide for her almost to not support it, but it's political suicide almost for her to support it within her own party and her, you know, her leadership. So it'll be interesting to see where that comes down. My prediction is that if a vote happens, which McConnell says it'll happen this fall, my prediction is she's going to politically have to vote for that nominee to try and garner some support, but it'll be strictly a political vote. It'll be strictly a political vote either way, because she's going to gauge whether leadership is more important in case she would get reelected and be able to get in the committees and the positions of power out there, or whether she believes that politically those of us here in North Dakota that she works for will be more important. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there and what goes down and what transpires and what way, you know, things will lean come that vote time. We have Pete from Moorhead on the phone lines here, wants to talk about the Supreme Court also. Good morning, Pete. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wondering if you guys knew that Gorsuch voted for the internet sales tax, and he voted for if you were an illegal alien and you commit domestic violence, he voted against deporting you. So I would be a little worried about Trump's picks. They're really not as conservative as you might think. And nobody talks about this internet national sales tax. It's, you know, that border issue totally blacked it out. So just watch how Gorsuch votes. I'm just telling you, I think it's a trick. Thank you.
So Pete is less than happy with what some of the decisions that Gorsuch has been involved in, and you know, some of the border things and the internet sales tax thing. So the whole internet sales tax thing is, boy, that thing's been wrangled back and forth for a couple decades now. And especially in the last 10 to 15 years when internet sales have been, you know, very prominent. And that it's interesting to listen to that debate back and forth. And, you know, there's a certain percentage of the brick and mortar businesses on main streets that support the fact of taxing internet sales. And there's a certain amount of them, main street brick and mortar businesses, that don't support it because they do internet sales. That's part of their livelihood also. And there's not too many people that, you know, and too many businesses that don't participate in some sort of internet or mail order type situation on their products nowadays. It's becoming more and more of a way to expand your business beyond your front door. And so, I mean, it's a double-edged sword that, you know, there's happening out there. And there is, you know, folks on the conservative side that are at odds with each other on that whole issue. And it's not a settled science deal in the minds of anyone that I've found that is really excited one direction or another when they talk about it, when you talk to some of these elected officials out there. So it's interesting to, you know, he brings up a good point that, you know, Gorsuch may not have made what a lot of conservatives would consider a conservative decision when it comes to those couple of decisions that Pete brought up there. We have some open phone lines yet. You can call in here today with the Todd will give us the numbers to call right in.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You also have a few texts that have come in on your screen there, Daryl.
Yeah. Yeah, computer's working again.
Yeah. We've had the gerbil out back. 701-25, or is it a hamster? You heard the story that was in the news here in Bismarck a few weeks ago. Somebody throwing there was a shooting, a stabbing, and then there was a hamster thrown off a third-story balcony. Now, I don't want to belittle that, but at the same time, I wonder who drew the short straw and had been put on that duty.
Yeah.
Tell me about the last case you worked. Well, it was a hamster.
Really? Yeah.
Something to be.
That's probably not something in law enforcement you want to put on your resume.
I missed that episode of the Andy Griffith Show, I guess. But there.
Yeah. Wow, it's interesting.
Who do we have from Minot there?
We must have Brad on the line.
Brad from Minot, what's on your mind?
Internet sales tax, what do you want to talk about? Brad, are you with us?
Yeah, I am with you. Thanks for taking my call. The gentleman called in with concerns about Gorsuch's votes, and I kind of wanted to give my opinion on it. As a conservative, my criticism of the court has not been whether they're going conservative or liberal, but whether they're following the law. And while I personally don't like to see the internet being, you know, sales being taxed, the law is what it is. And so I am pleased that Gorsuch voted the way he did because he's following the law. If you'll notice, your guys' conversation after this basically pointed out that there's brick and mortar stores that want it, brick and mortars that don't. That's exactly why that kind of decision needs to be handled in the legislative branch, not in the court. And so, from my vantage point, of course, he was right, because for him to go the other way would have been them legislating from the court. And that has been our problem for many, many years. Our policy preferences either get forwarded or voted down in the court when they don't belong there. They belong in the legislature.
Well, thanks for the call, Brad. We're up against the break. I'll address that issue a little bit of actually the duties of the Supreme Court justices and right after the break here. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Daryl Lease, president of NDFB, sitting in for Scott Hennen. Join us right after the break for more What's On Your Mind.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cocada, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bakken Rocks Cookfest season. Wow. Twice each summer, two communities impacted by development, the Bakken Rocks Cookfest offers you the opportunity to get out and learn more about the ins and outs of the oil and gas industry and attend info sessions where you can listen to and visit with experts of the industry, and best of all, eat some of the best barbecue available in western North Dakota. Heck, in North Dakota. We don't even have to say Western North Dakota, just
North Dakota.
We all know West can barbecue better than East. Oh, did I just draw that line?
Oh, my God.
I know. Gasoline on the flames, right?
Holy cow. Here we go.
It's an alcohol-free event. Cookfest offers fun and entertainment for the whole family. Take a joke, everybody. Good grief. So coming up July 17th in Granora, July 19th, Twin Buttes. Keep it here for more info. Bakken Rocks Cookfest, July 17th and 19th, Granora and Twin Buttes. 10 before the hour. Todd the Troublemaker Mitchell.
Todd the Troublemaker.
Daryl to the Rescue Lees, and what's in your mind?
I tell you what, yeah, you just do the line there. Now we're going to have an east-west cook-off, barbecue cook-off to settle this whole issue now, Todd.
Today, isn't he?
Yeah, gee whiz, what a way to start out a Monday morning. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like those old barbecue commercials. New York City, get a rope.
Yeah, I tell you, them are great commercials. Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm teasing Fargo. I'm teasing.
So our last caller brought up the Supreme Court justices and the way they make their decisions. And actually, what they're supposed to make their decisions on is constitutional issues. They're the last mark in between what our legislators do and what people do and whether it's constitutional or not. And so I want a judge that's going to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Isn't that what they were supposed to be doing in the first place?
That's what they're supposed to be doing. But, you know, he is correct in saying that,
legislating from the bench is not supposed to be happening.
Right. They're supposed to say, yes, constitutional, no, not constitutional, and give the opinion why.
The good old days, huh?
But, yeah, when they want to maneuver in between the lines and rework it to their liking, and then it's okay, yeah, that's not a good thing. So we have a caller on the line wants to talk about the Farm Bill to easement issue. Levi's on the road. Good morning, Levi.
Good morning, Daryl. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. It's a beautiful day in paradise, living the dream. Any day in North Dakota is a good day.
That's true. That is true.
Now, there's challenges that come with that, and you're going to talk about one of those challenges, and it's this whole easement thing in the Senate Farm Bill. What's your take on it, Levi? What are you hearing? You work with a lot of farmers out there from two different angles. You work with them through Ellingson companies working on projects to manage water, whether it's irrigation or tiling for water management. And then you work in another aspect through the North Dakota Land Organization. So tell us, you know, what are you hearing about this?
Well, I think everybody was caught a little off guard. I wasn't listening earlier. I apologize. I was in a meeting. But from what I've read and what we found between our organizations and some help in Washington is that there is $1.8 billion to put farmers or to give farmers the voluntary option to put land into CRP forever. And I'm a little concerned and on that just because it seems like the Senate is tone deaf. I mean, I don't have to tell you, but maybe your listeners are unaware of the millions of acres in North Dakota that are under permanent easement from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to protect wetlands, and those were signed up. But anytime you put something into an easement that's going to last more than several lifetimes, you know, forever, you're handcuffing the farmers of the future, your kids, your grandkids, and I hate when this kind of stuff comes up in farm bills like this when prices are low, right? To me, this is predatory because there's going to be a number of farmers, family farms that have no choice but to sign up some of this into a permanent easement so that they can cover the note with the bank. And if they don't do that, you know, maybe the farm goes to the bank. So I'm pretty concerned and I would be really interested to know where each of our senators stood on this issue. Obviously, they voted for it, and is the power that each of them have. I'm sitting here thinking, what in the heck? How did we all miss it?
And well, so, and that's a good question, Levi. That's the question that I pose is why neither one of our senators came to our 27,000 member family organization of NDFB or land or any other ag organization and go, this is in here. What's your concern with it? What is your view on it? we never even got the heads up, the reach out and that responsiveness. Where we found out about this is from Congressman Kramer's staff, Levi. You and I both got a phone call or an email going, have you guys seen this and been made aware of this that's in the Senate? And it's not their responsibility to watch the Senate, but they watch the Senate Farm Bill so that they can respond to the constituents here in North Dakota. Levi, do you have time to hang on with us over the break here?
Oh,
all right, we'll be right back here after the break. A little longer break here at the top of the hour. It's What's On Your Mind. Come on back right after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.